Welcome to Robert F. Kennedy Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The second baseman, Sandy Alomar. Batting third. The right fielder, Buddy Bradford. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Tommy Davis. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Tommy McGraw. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Woody Held. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jerry McNerney. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jerry Nyman. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jerry Nyman. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Del Unser. Batting second. The left fielder, Cap Peterson. Batting third. The first baseman, Frank Howard. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Brandt Alia. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ken McMullen. Batting sixth. The catcher, Paul Casanova. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Tim Cullen. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ed Brinkman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Camilo Pasquale. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Camilo Pasquale. And now, play ball. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar hits a fly ball into left field. Peterson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser takes first base on ball four. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson strikes out. One out. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard strikes out. Two outs. Brandt Alia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alia hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Unser moves to second. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis strikes out. One out. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw hits a fly ball into center field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held takes first base on ball four. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a fly ball into center field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Alomar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNerney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Nyman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nyman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0 for 1 in the game. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cullen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Camilo Pascual is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pascual hits a fly ball into right field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Unser hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Unser. The throw from McNerney and he is safe. Unser steals second. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson is 0 for 1 in the game. Peterson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Held juggles the ball. That's an error on Held. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 1 in the game. Howard hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Alomar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brandt Alia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alia is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Alia hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0 for 1 in the game. Bradford is called out on strikes. One out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 1 in the game. McCraw hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McCraw. The throw from Casanova and he is safe. McCraw steals second. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova fires to second and picks off McCraw for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0 for 1 in the game. McMullen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nyman juggles the ball. That's an error on Nyman. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova is 0 for 1 in the game. Casanova hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McMullen moves to second. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen is 0 for 1 in the game. Cullen bunts in front of the plate. McNerney scoops up the ball and tags Cullen for the out. McMullen moves to third. Casanova moves to second. One out. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0 for 1 in the game. Brinkman takes first base on ball 4. Camilo Pascual is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pascual is 0 for 1 in the game. Pascual hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McMullen tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 1-0, Senators. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Unser hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Alomar fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Held is called out on strikes. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNerney is 0-for-1 in the game. McNerney hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Nyman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nyman is 0-for-1 in the game. Nyman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McNerney moves to second. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Brinkman fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox 0. The Senators will come to bat. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson is 0-for-2 in the game. Peterson hits a fly ball into right field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-2 in the game. Howard strikes out. Two outs. Brant Alia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alia is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Alia hits a fly ball into right field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0-for-2 in the game. Alomar strikes out. Casanova drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Alomar out. One out. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0-for-2 in the game. Bradford hits a fly ball into center field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox 0. The Senators will come to bat. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0-for-2 in the game. McMullen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Held fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Casanova hits a ball on the ground towards third. Held fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen is 0-for-1 in the game. Cullen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McGraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cullen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Leon Wagner pinch hits for Woody Held. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McGraw. The throw from Casanova and he is out, Brinkman applying the tag. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner takes first base on ball 4. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 2 in the game. Berry hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Peterson. Berry reaches second base with a double. Wagner moves to third. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNerney is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McNerney hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wagner scores. Berry scores. It's 2-1, White Sox. Jerry Nyman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nyman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Nyman bunts towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to first for the out. McNerney moves to second. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Ron Hansen now playing third base. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Brinkman strikes out. One out. Hank Allen pinch hits for Camilo Pasquale. Hank Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen takes first base on ball 4. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Unser hits a fly ball into right field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson is 0 for 3 in the game. Peterson hits a line drive into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dennis Higgins now pitching. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0 for 3 in the game. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0 for 3 in the game. Bradford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cullen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 3 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into left field. Peterson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 3 in the game. Howard hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brant Alia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alia is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Alia hits a line drive into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0 for 3 in the game. McMullen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilhelm fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. McCraw hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Unser, who is chasing the ball. McCraw reaches third base with a triple. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cullen fields it and throws to home to get McCraw. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNerney is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. McNerney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Jim French pinch hits for Paul Casanova. Jim French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen is 0 for 2 in the game. Cullen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gary Peters now pitching. Bernie Allen pinch hits for Ed Brinkman. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Holman pinch hits for Dennis Higgins. Gary Holman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holman is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 2, and Washington Senators, 1. Goodbye from Robert F. Kennedy Stadium in Washington.